our sustainable community voices, those in the community that live their life doing sustainable things. Good morning to you, Anna Marie Fauvel. Good morning, as you are a professor in the Liberal Studies Department with Grand Valley State University. Hi, Anna Marie.
Good morning.
Good. Appreciate you as well. Norman Christopher, good that you are here. Thank you for the coffee. Here we go. Office of Sustainable Practices is where you from where you practice. Good morning to you.
Thank you for having me.
Quite welcome. We want to talk about the topic of sustainability. How are you involved, Anne-Marie?
Well, I'm the campus apiarist, I guess. I take care of the beehives and the bee colonies, the managed bee colonies that we have on campus, on both the Holland and GVSU campus, as well as the Allendale campus. We have a few colonies there on the sustainable agriculture project. So I have all sorts of projects going on. I have a student organization working with me. And we teach from the hives. We also do some education from the community. And, you know, we try to put our little teaspoon of honey.
How long do bees live?
Oh, well, that's a good question. Depends if you're talking about summer bees or winter bees. But summer bees actually live for anywhere between 4 and 6 weeks. They actually die of exhaustion because they work so hard. But the bees in the wintertime can last up to 6 months so that they can carry the colony back into the springtime.
Awesome. And Norm, again, things are great when it comes to practicing sustainable practices on campus?
Yes, and the connection here for the beehives is to our sustainable agriculture project is where the bees are housed. So I have to say that it was an interesting hurdle to get over to get the university to accept the bees and the things we're now doing. So Anne-Marie and I were talking about the journey of just acceptance, but she's done awesome work on the Holland campus, and that's where the proof of the pudding came, so to speak, about how we could actually put the hives back on the Allendale campus, and this year she's had a bumper crop.
That's true.
That's great. Well, I'm going to ask you in just a second about some statistics on why this is important, but my notes tell me, Anne-Marie, there is a lot of buzz around the bees nationally, and Grand Valley is part of the local efforts here in Michigan. What has been happening? And we're talking apiary here?
Yes. So it's really interesting how, you know, most people have heard that the bees are in decline. We have huge problems with our bee population, our managed honeybee populations, and trying to carry them through from year to year. So there is a national effort, and many of the universities are coming together, collaborating on research projects. The Bee Informed Partnership, which is its own entity, but it's affiliated with the University of Maryland, is heading like a national survey. And so every year they take a bunch of data, big data analysis, trying to correlate, you know, different factors that are coming into play and trying to figure out what's going on with our bees. So GVSU has been part of the Bee Informed Partnership in that the Professor Jonathan Engelsma has been a working force.
He's from the Computer Information System Department.
That's correct. Whoa. So he's also a beekeeper himself, so we kind of hit up a pretty nice partnership, Jonathan and I, so we have students working together. And so they developed a few years back, they developed the software that the Hive Scale program from the Bee Informed Partnership runs on. So we have hive scales all throughout the nation that are recording the weight of the honeybee hives. And from that, we can gather a lot of information. And so Professor Engelsma has developed this, and he's just received another big grant in order to continue to run this software as well as improve it and try to expand the project. So that's one of the big things that we're doing. We're also working, I have a student right now working on a pollen collection project. And so we're hoping that eventually we're going to develop a mobile application for other beekeepers in their backyards to collect pollen and to put in their data, which is also going to be going to the Bee Informed Partnership.
And there is a GVSU Beekeepers Club on campus, right?
That's correct. So we have a couple of students that got together, and it's growing every year. It's really wonderful. They're in charge of doing some of the maintenance, and of course I'm the advisor, so I get to go into the hives with them a lot. So that's wonderful. And we do all sorts of different events. So we have hive inspections, but we also extract honey, and we bottle and label honey. We sell the honey for fundraisers to help maintain the hives at GVSU. So the students get to learn how to do beekeeping practices, and at the same time they get, you know, to practice all sorts of marketing tactics and, you know, design for the label and just learn about the bees in all sorts of different ways. They're wonderful interdisciplinary vehicles. So
have you ever been stung? Oh, yeah.
Just another day.
Absolutely. It's almost a weekly basis now.
Great. Norm, can you share why this conversation is important, statistically, when it comes to sustainability?
And sustainability on a statewide basis is, I think, the facts, once you get a few of them out there, people are absolutely astonished. Like, it is a $100 billion market, for starters. And Michigan ranks number 2 in the nation behind California for varieties.
And can you expect, what do you mean by varieties?
Types of different, whether it's legumes or whether it's vegetables or livestock or field crops. We are in the top 10 in the nation in 75 varieties alone out of that 300. What is even more, I think, revealing is 22% of the state's workforce is in agriculture, 923,000 employees. And so when you look at this, it's, I think, once we talk more about it, people understand it, and then they can see the driving forces on why all of a sudden over the last 5 to 10 years you've seen such a surge, Shelley, in sustainable farming practices. So this is not monocropping. It's a lot more of specialty crops and rotations, and then working with heirloom types of varieties. And we've learned a lot about what are really sustainable agricultural practices. So the students now get a chance to actually learn these through the courses. So we have sales outlets for them, you know, for our produce, but then more importantly, it's really a place-based teaching opportunity. So we have a number of classes, like with Anne Marie's and others, that actually use the farm now. And it's kind of like a trite saying, but it's really grown substantially just by the organic nature of the opportunities.
What are your students studying? What will their degrees be in?
Well, for example, we offer a sustainable food systems certificate. So you could be a liberal arts student and then take this food systems certificate. And what that allows you to do is to look at your electives, and instead of just taking a broad-based ones, you could concentrate them. And that's what GVS does in the area of sustainability, through themes and certificates and programs like that.
Mm-hmm. Anne-Marie, your thoughts?
Well, we also have students that come from a variety of disciplines. So, of course, you know, you have the natural resource management, you have the biology, you have all of the more maybe scientist-based agriculture courses. But you also have, so I have all of my students do volunteer work, whether it's, I teach a course, it's a liberal studies course, it's called Food Matters. We're there every week learning about food, but not just in an agricultural setting, but about, you know, all of the humanities involved as well, you know, historically speaking, and from a sociological standpoint, as well as cultural. I have my liberal studies students, Introduction to Liberal Education, they all have to go and kind of broaden their horizons as to, you know, where does our food come from? So there's all sorts of different classes. There's also, I know, some economics classes, some technology projects that are going on there. There's so many different opportunities from the sustainable agriculture projects for students from all across campus and in all of the disciplines.
Good. A couple minutes left. Expand just a bit more, if you would, Norman, on the sustainable agriculture project, this SAP property. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's on the south end of campus. It started as a community garden back in the 2008-09 timeframe, and now has grown into a 4-acre sustainable agriculture project. One of the hotbeds of activity that's also out there is our 3-megawatt electric solar photovoltaic, what is called a solar garden. So you have our sustainable agriculture project as a garden, but then you have this solar garden. At Art Prize this week, our students will have a mobile 4 panels.
Is that downtown?
Yes, it is.
In front of the Eberhardt Center?
Yes, it is. And so our students will have the availability, and you can see the just with those panels, the generation of power, and they'll be playing some music and doing some other things. So all of a sudden, when you mention technology, this is what's happening with sustainable agricultural practices, is this technology now is driving innovation, GIS mapping, and all of a sudden now this has become much more of a high-tech industry than just what we remember as quote-unquote farming.
Yes. What are your final words, Anne-Marie, on behalf of your bees and your project and why we should care?
Well, I think that one of the interesting things that Norm just brought up was the fact that, you know, we have diversity on sustainable agriculture projects. We have lots and lots of different crops. And I think that that's also something that's very important. It's one of the major factor in the decline of our honeybees is the fact that we're, you know, having a problem with diversity, all of our monocultures around. So by increasing all of these sustainable agriculture practices and increasing the amount of crops that we have and the diversity out there, we can make a world that's a lot more sustainable for the crops and the bees.
Great. We find out more information how from you?
Well, GVSU Beekeepers has this wonderful Facebook page, and they actually post all of their events, and we invite anybody from the community. So we can definitely, you know, like us on Facebook and come and visit us in the apiary.
Awesome. Norman Christopher, your final word?
I would just like to thank the encouragement from the faculty members like Anne-Marie and others that are willing to stay on this journey. It's not a destination point, but it's been just a great journey. The students certainly have an interest in this area. We have five that just help with a farm manager that help just help grow the produce that we are now actually a vendor back to our own university. So we had to pass the Michigan Food Safety Risk Assessment, which is a very difficult thing to do. So I guess my encouragement would be what we're seeing as empowered faculty and students in the space, but more importantly, you have to bring the best practices and not be scared about the fact that how can I ever pass that? Just stick to your continuous improvement and you'll get home.
Great. Thank you, Norm Christopher and Anne-Marie Favot. We'll call you a French lady.
Thank you.
Glad to have you here on the campus of Grand Valley State University and our spokespersons for our Sustainable Community Voices segment. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Happy
have
art
a
prize.
Great Art Prize Week.
Thanks for having us.
Bye-bye.
See you, guys.